You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, it is The Wire coming up to Neutral Corner. Last one of these for a while, so you better enjoy it. This week we are looking at the 10th Democratic debate, primary debate ahead of the wider primary to select a candidate for who's going to go up against Trump. So most recently we have had the Nevada elections, which is a big win for Bernie. He got about 40%, and in a state that's a lot more sort of diverse than Iowa or New Hampshire. So it's done quite a bit to dispel some of the stereotypes about Bernie's supporters. However, he's still got a lot to contend with, and we're sort of coming up to that point where I think the mainstream Democrats are realizing, right, well, we got to go with Bernie or we're going to lose our jobs. And like, okay, maybe we'll get a bit less money from corporations, but at least we'll still be, around here. So naturally, this you will see this sort of being played out in the media. But just to start out with the sort of observing party with the Democratic primary, which is the sort of the Republicans, the right-wingers, we will start to look at that with a clip from Fox News.
When they weren't arguing who's a bigger racist, Democrats spent the debate tonight explaining why a socialist shouldn't be their 2020 nominee. They worried it might lead to this.
If you keep on going, we will elect Bernie. Bernie will lose to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump and the House and the Senate and some of the state houses will all go red.
If we cannot pull this party together, if we go to one of those extremes, we take a terrible risk of re-electing Donald Trump.
Not only is this a way to get Donald Trump re-elected, we got a House to worry about. We got a Senate to worry about.
And they're all raising their hand all the time. It's class time. Joining me now, Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, Fox News contributor, along with Chris Hahn, former aide to Senator Chuck Schumer, host of the Aggressive Progressive podcast, and pollster Frank Luntz. Ari, your big takeaway tonight, you watched.
Well, my big takeaway from a Democratic point of view is that they survived. Nobody really bombed this time. Bloomberg bombed last time. He didn't bomb this time, so he's kind of saved himself to fight for Super Tuesday. Biden actually did decently. He came across as somewhat articulate, somewhat with energy. It was a different Joe Biden tonight, which is huge for him on the eve of South Carolina. But face it, Laura, it's a three-way race. It's Bernie, Bloomberg, and Sanders.
When you look at the way this is going, Chris, now, doesn't it seem that after New Hampshire, it became fairly clear who the three were going to be? I mean, Ari's right. It's down to those three. Tom Steyer is just blathering up there. And, Klobuchar, she was very intent on what she was saying. And Buttigieg tried to be very earnest. But none of those guys are going to be president. So they're just making it more likely that Bernie becomes the ultimate nominee. I'm going to stick to what I said weeks ago on this, that if you don't drop out and coalesce behind one alternative to Bernie, Bernie's going to run away with this. This will be over by, first week, second week of March.
And see, because the weird thing in all of this is, what does Fox News want? Because I think up until now, they had their sort of orthodoxy, which was, well, if Bernie wins, that's good for us because no one will vote for him. But then they've actually seen that in like 48 out of the last 50 polls head to head, Bernie beats Trump. He's got very good numbers, a very good sort of enthusiasm. So I think they're starting to realize, actually, maybe we don't want Bernie as the candidate. We want, say, maybe Bloomberg or Buttigieg or someone who's sort of more of like a boring centrist. Laura made a face there. And it's much more different, however, over on MSNBC, where they're much more decidedly anti-Bernie. And really the biggest sort of change between the two, the MSNBC and Fox News, is how, I guess, MSNBC, it's hard to explain, I guess they're sort of trying a bit harder to make it look like it's not as chaotic in the Democratic Party, whereas as you heard in the Fox News clip, they're arguing, calling each other racists, whereas MSNBC is really trying to present it as a unified force, except for Bernie, that he's the problem, as opposed to the Fox News view, which is that the Democratic Party itself is the problem.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Joe. It is Wednesday, February 26th. Along with Joe, Willie, and me, we have MSNBC contributor Mike Barnicle, the host of MSNBC's Politics Nation and president of the National Action Network, Reverend Al Sharpton, and MSNBC national affairs analyst, co-host of Showtime's The Circus, and editor-in-chief of The Recount, John Heilman. They're both in Charleston, South Carolina. What did you think?
So,
any winners?
Yeah, I think so. Our political editor, who of course is lives with a Dalai Lama in an adjacent hut, wrote up a list of winners and losers last night.
Perfect.
I don't know if we have it? Okay.
Let's see. Winners and losers.
All right. Well, look at that. Izzy Walzer. Okay. And so said about Joe Biden, arrows up, turned in his best performance on the election cycle, even if his gun homicides number was off by 150 million
just
or so.
Just a tad.
Yeah,
just
okay.
A touch.
Biden helped his cause.
He did.
Mayor Pete, the Cal Ripken of debates, always shows up, usually good, and one of the only candidates on stage not engaged in a wrestling match with the English language.
You are right. He is always good. His answers are always on point. He never seems unhinged or thrown off,
that's
ever.
True. Bernie Sanders, sure he screams, and yes, he was shaky last night, but Bernie still got the best shot of winning his party's nomination, inviting Lee Greenwood to sing the Nicaraguan national anthem.
Great.
To kick things off Sandinista style in Milwaukee. Well, that's true, too. I think Izzy's 3 for 3. Amy, the senator was solid and steady, even if the moderators forgot she was on stage for most of the night.
Yeah.
The end is nigh. They did forget she was up there. Elizabeth Warren, after a solid start, the Massachusetts senator repeated the same attacks a week later against a guy with zero delegates. Warren's strategy seems remains a riddle wrapped inside a mystery inside a short man's
joke. I think she went
joke.
Too far last night.
Yeah. Mayor Bloomberg, what do you say? The successful three-term New York mayor looked as confused at times as Brick Tamlin in Anchorman. And that was before Senator Warren unsheathed her rhetorical axe and went to work.
Oh, my
Boy,
Lord.
That was ugly. Tom Steyer, the billionaire, may end up funding successful Democratic campaigns, but not his own. Steyer's performance last night made clear that the businessman didn't belong on the big stage.
Now, who is that political analyst?
Izzy Walzer.
Yeah, right there, it's a good one.
You haven't met him.
He's very good.
He hangs
reclusive.
He's a recluse. He hangs with the Dalai Lama for the most part. Yeah, we don't pay him.
Yeah,
no.
He
does
this for spiritual.
He doesn't seek monetary reward.
His
rewards come somewhere else.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.